Well, there are very few international tattoos in the world, and this is one of the premier ones. It's also one of the real showcase events at the six-week-long Virginia Arts Festival down there in Tidewater. In Norfolk, you can see the Virginia International Tattoo this weekend. It's 800 folks, bands, musicians, marchers, flags, you got it, spotlights, just everything you can imagine. But that's not all that's going on with the Arts Festival. Of course, there are tons of events now through May 15th in venues in Norfolk and Virginia Beach and Williamsburg and Newport News and Portsmouth and Hampton, just all over the Tidewater. So you can find out more on page 27 of our April issue or at VirginiaFest, that's VAFest.org.
And if that's not enough for you, the Solomon's Maritime Festival is going on both Saturday and Sunday at the Calvert Marine Museum.
Right, that's down in southern Maryland, about an hour's drive from D.C. There are exhibits from 60 collectors of antique and classic boats and vintage marine engines and inboard and outboard. The Solomon's Maritime Festival is actually what this is all about, and it's full of southern Maryland traditions, including the traditional bay foods. You can learn how to pick crabs and shuck oysters like the pros do, enjoy local gospel and old-time music, and even hear some world-class waterfowl calling, if you're interested in that. But everybody likes the Chesapeake Bay Retrievers, and they have a lot of what they call trials going on this weekend where you can see those retrievers in action. For the kids, there's a lot of traditional games, ice cream making and toy boat building, just a lot going on down there this weekend. You can find all about it on page 2 of our April issue or at calvertmarinemuseum.org.
Very cool. Also want to mention the Montpelier Wine Festival. What's a weekend without a wine festival, Marvin?
Well, this time of year, you don't find too many weekends where you don't have major wine events. And this is a biggie. This is almost like a juried art show for wine. Because down at Montpelier in Orange County, Virginia, which, of course, is the restored James Madison home, the presidential home, and they only allow 24 Virginia wineries in for this wine festival. So it's a sort of a competitive kind of a thing. Really, really interesting place if you've never been to Montpelier and seen that restoration that really just was completed about a year and a half ago. It's a great, great trip, not too far, just about an hour. So go to page 39 of Recreation News, or you can actually check it out at MontpelierWineFestival.com and learn how you can save $10 on admission.
Out in Delaware is the British Motor Car Show, and the 77th Dover Days are going on. And I know they've got a whole bunch of music and food. And
yeah, there's a lot right there in that Legislative Mall, Dover being the capital of Delaware, of course. You can take historic tours. They even have an Amish quilt auction in which they hoist the quilt to be auctioned up in a tree. So it's kind of fun to see. There's also a new countywide historic homes tour in Kent County, Delaware, that's going on this weekend for the first time. So that's interesting as well. And not too far away, just a little to the north in the Brandywine Valley, next weekend, not this one, but next weekend, plan a little ahead, is the Brandywine River Museum annual plant sale. And this might sound like it's a typical nursery event, but it's really not. It's one of the top five plant sales for native plants of this area in the country. And, of course, the Brandywine River Museum is where the Wythe family art is exhibited, so that's interesting as well.
Very good. In the world of sports, the Orioles will be hosting Boston at Camden Yards all weekend long. In soccer, D.C. United hosting New York tomorrow afternoon. And we should give a small condolences to Capitals fans. They played their heart out, didn't get past the first round of the NHL playoffs. If it just wasn't for that one darn Montreal goalie, they probably would have done it too. You mentioned the Washington Freedom will be hosting St. Louis tomorrow as well at the Soccerplex. And you got some deals.
Absolutely. Always have the deals. You can get your free coupon book for the outlets in Delaware over at Rehoboth Beach, with a coupon itself that you find on page 18 of the April issue of Recreation News. And that coupon will save you on shopping at the outlets down at the Delaware beaches all summer long. You can also save up to 50% at Cove Haven, Paradise Stream, or Pocono Palace Resorts up in the Poconos. Using the code in the special website for Recreation News readers, you'll find the details on page 45 of the April issue. So you want to look for that. And Natural Bridge down in Virginia has a $129 package that includes overnight accommodations for two, breakfast and tickets to all the attractions down there, of course, including Natural Bridge, the Caverns, the Drama of Creation, the Nature Trail, the Monacan Indian Village, and the Wax Museum and Factory Tour. And that's something, if you've never seen how the wax figures are made, it's really, really interesting. You can find out more about that on page 29 or at naturalbridgeva.com. And it's just magnificent to see at daytime or at night, and you can even drive over it on Route 11 down there.
Let's mention your contests. The May issue being distributed now of Recreation News. You've got a two-night whitewater getaway to give away.
That's right. We've got down at River Expeditions in southern West Virginia, we've got a two-night getaway for some whitewater activities and other outdoor recreation, and then a one-night package to the historic Gettysburg Hotel up in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So there's a real range of things going on for the month of May, but remember, you've got to enter to win.